Yesterday, General Motors announced its intent to expand operations at Lansing's Grand River Assembly Plant. The $38 million project could bring up to 150 jobs for the region. GM is asking the city of Lansing for a tax incentive that, if approved, could start the project as early as July. And here to talk about this is current state's Kevin Lavery. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Real good.
Well, thanks. This, of course, is very welcome news for Lansing. The city has had a very long partnership for many years with GM. It's important, though, to point out that this is a proposal, and this is far from being a done deal. And I spoke with Lansing Mayor Virge Brunero about this yesterday. He says the city simply cannot take its relationship with GM for granted.
We have to compete for these jobs. I mean, that's the reality. We have to compete. And so I'm delighted that we're in the hunt. And I think that we're favored because of our workforce, because of the investment that GM has made here. But we can't rest on our laurels. This is a global company. You know, this Camaro is coming in from Canada. GM makes cars all over the world. So it is not a foregone conclusion. This investment or any other investment by General Motors is something that we have to earn.
So, Kevin, the mayor referred to the Camaro production that's going to be happening at LGR. Is this expansion being done related to that?
Well, the mayor really did not want to make that statement on GM's behalf. But it's noteworthy that since the announcement of the Camaro back in December, Norplas Industries has announced its plans to build a 350,000-square-foot facility in Delta Township. Norplas, or Magna as the subsidiary, is a paint line and injection molding company that supports the auto industry. That's expected to create about 400 jobs, and that's certain to have some tie-in to GM's plans for Lansing Grand River Assembly in some way in the future.
And what type of economic package is General Motors looking for in order to do the expansion?
It's looking for a tax abatement that would exempt it from paying personal property taxes, mainly on its equipment. Under Michigan law, companies that apply can be exempted for between 1 and 12 years, depending upon what that particular local unit of government wishes, in this case, the city of Lansing. The expectation is that this deal would reap about $1.7 million over 12 years for the city of Lansing in terms of new tax revenue. And Mayor Brunero has said that even though there's an incentive involved here, the city is going to gain much more than it's going to give.
And what happens now?
Now the request for the tax incentive goes before the city council on Monday night. If it's approved, as you mentioned earlier in your lead, that the construction could begin this July and be finished sometime in 2015. That is roughly the time when people are hearing the rumblings of the Camaro arriving here. There's no real definite date yet. Mayor Brunero says he does not really expect a lot of resistance or trouble with the request. Keep in mind that the Cadillac ATS just won North American Car of the Year. This is the home of the Cadillac ATS, so it's certainly in the city's best interest to keep GM or help GM stay competitive by staying and expanding here in mid-Michigan.
Great, Kevin. Thank you.
My pleasure, Mark. Thanks.